Marvin McNutt.
Quite a change to you in the past year, huh? Talk about going from quarterback to receiver, top of the depth chart.
Oh, man, it's a progress, but, you know, during this time, you know, you still got a long way before the season comes. You still got a lot of work to do, and you're never done until the season comes and you get to that, what we were last year, you know, with leadership roles and different types of things like that.
Coach said they like your size, your speed, they like seemingly everything. How does it feel to be a receiver? I guess talk about being a receiver.
As a receiver, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, you don't get to touch the ball your fast as a quarterback, but, I mean, it's cool because, you know, most of the cornerbacks you face aren't as tall as you or aren't as big as you. You're not getting hit by linemen all the time. So, I mean, it's different, but at the same time, you know, it's different things to work at. As a quarterback, you know, you're working on your footwork and you're working on drops and things like that. As a receiver, you're working on getting in and out of your break. You know, it's different, but it's a change. So.
How do you say that having been a quarterback helps you as a receiver in some ways?
It does. It helps a lot, especially mentally. Because mentally, you know, as a quarterback, you have to know every position. So you see the big picture in a lot of ways, and knowing the big picture helps you know what type of route you should run, or knowing you know where the depth you get to where coming inside and things like that.
How will the offense look today?
I mean, there's always room for improvement. We never have a perfect day. You know what I'm saying? We always have somebody that needs work. And, I mean, we always need to improve. Improvement is key. I feel like we should have done a lot of things better today.
How open are you to compete in the Big Ten as a receiver?
That's my plans.
Marvin, you came here as a quarterback. How open were you to making the change?
Well, I was very open because I just want to be a big part of this team. You know, I love the Hawkeyes, and I just want to show that I'm here for the Hawkeyes and not here just for Marvin McNutt.
Did it take a while to get over the disappointment?
What disappointment?
Well, of not being able to stay at a quarterback, or
it wasn't really any disappointment because you know what I'm saying. I kind of felt like they wanted to use me. You know, I wasn't thinking of it as them taking me away from something. As they want to use me, I wasn't thinking of it as like, oh man, I'm not a quarterback anymore. I think, okay, they trying to get me involved into this program.
It seems like you don't see a lot of guys like you anymore. You know, when you know if they lose their shot at their position, maybe they look to another school. But yeah. You seem like for you, the program is more important than the position.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was always. You know, I love winning, and so I mean if they feel like that's the best spot for me, I'm trust my coaches. You know, they're the ones making the call.
Do you feel like you won the starting spot at receiver?
I mean, that's only up to the coaches. You know, I mean, for me, it's more like it's never actually won because you're still competing every day. You know, even in the summer, even in the weight room, with those guys, not really like winning. It's more like just getting out there. Whoever's the best, he's put out there.
What have you learned from the other receivers?